Welcome to my podcast. If you feel discouraged, if you feel not so motivated in the area of your career, especially if you're a nurse, you want to be a nurse, you want to move forward, I want to challenge you to listen to this because it's definitely going to hopefully encourage you to keep going forward. So stay tuned.
So, you know, I was really evaluating and thinking about the life of a nurse and just think about especially my experiences in the hospital. So keep listening, this is going somewhere. So I was just thinking about all those things, especially, you know, for those of you who are in also currently working as a CNA, right, or even as an LPN nurse in for example a nursing home. So I remember there was one time, so here's a story. There was one time where literally I was in a position and I had four patients. This was a message tele floor, and one of the patients that I had was probably, I want to say, almost 800 pounds. Yeah, it was a male, he was about 800 pounds, and I mean, it was a very busy day, right? Very busy. I had a lot of medical procedures. I'm telling you, you know, when you begin to work, you'll begin to understand it better, or for those of you who are already working. So anyways, literally this patient was about 800 pounds, okay? And I went into the room, just gave the medications, and he told me that he pretty much just went in the bed, right? Went in the bed, like used the restroom and everything, and not number one, but number two, right? So I have a lot of things to do. So what did I do? Of course, is I delegated, and I'm not right. And remember, I'm as a registered nurse, right? I'm gonna delegate because I know I have so many other things I have to do, and plus I had another patient coming that I had to take care of, and then a new patient also coming as well. And then plus it was near the end of the shift, so I also needed a chart. So I delegated and told the CNA, you know, that the patient needs to be cleaned up. And unfortunately with this situation, this patient, because he was heavier, it required more people. So they got, or he got some other staff members that were all male to help because we didn't have the equipment. Okay, let me tell you, that's something about the exam versus real life. You're not always going to have all the resources like the exam says that you are. So anyways, yeah, now imagine, you know, I think it was about four people that they needed to clean up this patient, and it smells so bad. Oh my gosh. It smells so bad. And let me tell you, the reason why I knew it smelled bad, not because I was even in the room, but because they opened the door. That's how bad it smelled. And that was probably one of the worst cold browns that I've ever smelled or been around, even though I was even in the room. So, And I thought to myself, because there are moments in nursing where you're like, what did I sign up for? but then at the same time as a CNA, that's what you do all the time as a CNA. You know, that's part of your job, where you're always the one that people rely on to clean the patients. You're always the one that people rely on to bathe them, and you know, you're the one that has to do the dirtiest of the dirtiest jobs. And I remember for me, when I was, even before I actually went through the nursing program and everything, I had an opportunity to first become a CNA. But then when I learned as far as what I'm gonna do as a CNA, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be completely honest with you, I didn't do it anymore. Like I just got my CNA certificate, but I never applied for a job because I didn't want to do it. And you know, I didn't want to do all, like the, now granted, nursing, I did it when I have to do it. You know, like, you're not always gonna be in that situation. But as a CNA, that's part of your job. Like, there's no way to get out of it. There's no way to get around it. That's the reality. And on the top of that, it's a job that's not only challenging because of that reason, but then also you're doing a lot of lifting, bending, pulling, twisting, you know, pushing, all that kind of stuff. And you're not being paid, you know, really according to what you're doing. And now that's your livelihood. That's what you have to do with. Even as an LPN, you're going to have that encounter too. So I say all this is that it comes to a point where you have to ask yourself, do I want more than this? You know, do I want to be, you know, cleaning patients for the rest of my life? And one of the things that was so hard for me to really understand, I remember meeting nurses who, or sorry, CNA nurses, and who told me, yeah, I've been a CNA for 10 years, or I've been a CNA for 20 years. And I just thought to myself, you never wanted to become an LPN nurse or an RN nurse? Like, you never thought to go back to school? And you know, everybody had a different reason why, but I was just so surprised when I met CNAs that have been CNAs for long term and never pushed past, never moved on, never, you know, went higher up, you know, and believed that they could go higher. I remember there was one nurse and she told me, like, oh no, I'm so scared of needles, that's too much. You know, it's you don't think it's worth it though to, you know, go push past that fear and figure out, well, you know what? What can I do to, how do I need to get over that fear? You know, how do I need to get over that fear? Because I'm telling you, it's a lot more worth it once you get to that place and you become the RN and now you forget about that fear. You know, that's like people saying, you know, that, you know how many nurses there are that were afraid of blood? Afraid of all this other stuff? But they've been nurses and RNs for years, you know, and they're making a great life for themselves. So you have to ask yourself, what's going to be your story? You know, what's going to be your livelihood? What, like, do you want to be cleaning patients for the rest of your life? Or do you want to have flexibility? Do you want to have options? That's the thing about becoming an RN versus being an LPN versus being a CNA or even not having a job. It's the fact that you have options. You don't have to just choose one thing. You can choose several things. Once you get your foot in the door you know, even for some states, it doesn't even matter without experience. But, you know, you have options. You can do whatever you want to do. You don't have to, like, literally, if you don't like this job, get another one. That's the beautiful thing about nursing, because there's such a huge shortage. That's the thing about nursing. You know, and so I just want to encourage you, for those of you who are in a position where you listen to this right now, and you lack the motivation to keep going, you lack the motivation to keep trying and pass your NCLEX exam, you have to remind yourself of the why. You have to remind yourself of why you're doing what you're doing, and allow that to drive you, not your circumstances, not your past. You know, you have to make a decision that you want something better for your life. You know, do you really want to be cleaning people for the rest of your life, or do you want more? You know, do you want to be the supervisor? Do you want to be the one who is, you know, the house supervisor or the administrator? Do you want to be able to go back to school and become a nurse practitioner, or go back to school and become a nurse anesthetist? Because like I said, you have that option, but you have to get licensed first. So don't allow what you don't have, don't allow what has happened to you, don't allow your circumstances, don't allow any of that stuff to stop you. It's a matter really of making a decision that no matter what, I'm gonna get it. This is the thing about life. The people who get higher, the people who advance, you know, that grow, they made a decision that they're going to grow even though things are hard. So you have to make a decision that you're going to grow, that you're going to advance, that you're going to accomplish, that you're going to succeed, no matter if things are hard. And sometimes it's not just doing it on your own. Sometimes it's getting outside help and realizing your own limitations. You know, so I just want to challenge you to think about that. Really, really. What do I want to be doing for the rest of my life? And if where you are is not where you want to be, then it's time to make a new decision.